handle the heat. Yeah. You can handle the heat. Yeah. Out of system, you can handle the heat. Welcome back to another episode of If You Can't Handle the Heat, presented by Out of System, joined here by Micah and Joe, as usual. Micah, how we doing, brother?
What's up, man? Eating some ramatons. Found some ramatons out here in France.
What are ramatons?
They're almost like lychee. Can't you see this?
Are people listening definitely can't see that.
People listening, can you see this?
Joe, how you doing?
Nah, it's basically, it's like lychee, basically.
All right, I'll try it if I'm ever in France. Joe, how are you doing, brother?
What's up, brother?
What's up,
brother?
I'm doing brother?
Phenomenal. Right, freezing my ass off, though.
That's what I like to hear. You still in Germany? You still homeless?
I am still in Germany, and our team is very homeless.
Where are you guys practicing?
Practice canceled today. We literally had practice canceled today because that is no gym.
That is crazy.
But, okay, so we're going to cut right into the chase here. For those of you guys who watch the vlog, watch the latest videos that we posted up, I just played in AVP Grass Nationals down in Greenville, South Carolina. But before we get to that, it was also a very eventful weekend because, Micah, you know who I met for the first time ever? In person,
that's
at least.
That's right, yeah. You met my girlfriend.
I met Zana for the first time ever. And boy, oh boy, did she have some absolute heat. We were going at it about the podcast. She was not having it. So apparently,
really?
Oh, dude. Oh, I have it on video. What? I have videos. She was roasting you.
Oh,
she was roasting
my
me.
Gosh.
We were going at it in a friendly manner. I'll start off with this. I'll throw one thing she said, and I'll keep kind of going, and then we'll get to the Grass Nationals after. The first thing she said, and I quote, she said, "You are the worst storyteller ever." And then after she listened to our first podcast, she could not listen to another one. That bad.
Yeah, that's true. I am really bad at storytelling. It's like one of my worst talents by far.
She said I had to cut you off.
So which makes me perfect for podcasting.
She said I had to cut you off. So she's like, do not let him tell a story.
Yeah, well, she's also mean, so.
She also said,
and I don't
you go, Joe. You go, Joe.
I don't buy that she's never watched another episode.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I don't think she has. I don't think she has. I don't think she has. I actually think she hasn't listened to another one since the first one.
Okay, but the first one, she's like, because apparently, I don't remember this. Apparently, we got like, Micah, you upset. Like, she was listening. I forget who. It was like the UCLA, and she can quote us if I'm wrong here. It was like the UCLA executive, like athletic director or something like that. And she was listening to it. And apparently, I don't think we got political, but apparently we got political. And she was very upset.
No,
by it.
Episode one was a political episode for
really?
Sure.
Really? I don't remember that.
Yeah. Yeah, we were talking about Kerry Walsh.
True. But that was, I mean, yep. I don't know. I guess I really don't know the true definition of politics. I was just giving my opinion. I mean, I guess. I don't know. But she was also just saying, she's like, you guys are so off the walls. You guys don't know what you're doing. And then she's like, you're going to offend a bunch of people. And that's the thing. If she can't handle the heat, get out of
tell
the kitchen.
Tell him, Gage.
No, I'm serious. This is why. Here's my thing. This is what I told her. There's like so much that she said. I'm just going to get into the meat of it here. But there is so much that she said. She said stuff along the lines of, and I love her. Don't worry. I gave her my blessing about you guys. Don't worry. And I told her, I was like, if I don't give Micah my blessing, it's over. But I gave you my blessing, Micah.
That's true. Yeah, no, that's true.
So
I don't even ask her father. I just ask you. And the dad's like pissed. I'm like, I asked Gage. I don't know what you want me to say. I asked Gage. And he said yes.
So she goes, she's like, you guys are
who's Gage? Who the hell's Gage, bro? I don't know Gage. But
what's Zana's dad's first name?
Larry.
Larry, Larry, Larry.
Hey, Larry.
Larry, listen, Larry.
Hey, Larry.
I asked Gage, all right? So, but continue, sorry.
So she's just giving us crap, and I'm just like, okay, here's the thing. The reason why the reason why we started this podcast, especially when I was like, you know what, we kind of made the decision of we can bring on guests that we really want to bring on rather than trying to find someone every single week. And the guests that we brought on, we loved all of them, right? But we're like, we have our own stories. We feel like we should grow in our own personalities. And then, excuse me, when we really want to bring on a guest, we bring him on. And I was like, the reason why, big reason why we did that, because I want to speak my mind. I want to give my opinions on things. And like a lot of, like I said, like when we talked about the media world for volleyball, it's still like dulled down if you say anything or anything. It's like, oh my God, overreaction.
That's
you
just America right now. That's just America right
we're not,
now.
You Micah, we're not getting political. Micah, we're not getting political here.
All right. But it is. But it is. Also, I can give my opinion. That's the thing. I am so open to discussion and dialogue. It's not like I'm going to shut anyone down.
No, 100%. And I told Zana, I was like, Zana,
and that's necessary right now. That's super necessary, is to be able to talk. I was watching The Social Dilemma the other day, and just shows how, like, if we do stick to our, like, devices and, like, not discuss. Have you guys seen it? No?
No. Yeah, I want to see it, though.
Joe, isn't it, like, showing you, like, we just need to discuss. Like, people need to be okay saying stuff. Because if you just stay at home and you end up in your own little, like, algorithm and, like, your own little rabbit hole, you're just going to get stronger and stronger. We're just going to become more polarized in the direction that we're going. Everyone's going to get further into their direction, and we're going to lose, like, a lot of that middle ground.
Yeah, you said that you said people need to be open about speaking, but I think the bigger thing is people need to be more open about listening. And even on we're having a discussion, kind of argument on our team about, and this I think relates to the world and especially the social dilemma, like it was shown clearly in that movie as well, that people need to be able to listen, not just talk, not just speak. Because right now I think that's why people are a little nervous to speak, is because so many people are just so quick to jump on and label. And they don't really think about a lot of times about what people are saying. They're not really hearing the true message. I think some people are just bad at portraying exactly what they want to say. But if you like listen to the message, at the end of the day, a lot of people are on the same page.
For sure. That's the issue.
I have not seen it, so I can't speak to that at all. But okay. I agree with you guys there. One thing she was not happy about. When I called, when you said you didn't like UCLA, which you should be able to speak your mind, and how you didn't like, and how when I used the term spoon-fed SoCal kids, obviously I have a bias, from I'm from Northern California.
Oh, that was that episode.
And I 100% believe that. And if anyone wants to dispute me, come on the show. I'd love to have a discussion about that. So she was just about that. And
well, I do think, with generalizations, you do need to be a little careful, because there's a lot of SoCal kids that are not.
That's true, but I'm talking about, like, statistically speaking, if you were to look at the kids and then see who.
I think the kids that we come in contact with in the volleyball world, especially the Balboa Bays, the MB Surfs, like, volleyball is an affluent sport. Like, so right. The people that you're seeing a lot of the times are spoon fed and, like.
And those are usually the top players that go pro.
Had it very good.
But those are top players that go pro, right? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I wouldn't even know. Actually, no, not necessarily. You look at our class, we have Kyle Ensing, who's like not really. We have Josh
Twain. That's true. I would TJ say you guys DeFalco. Are an outlier. You guys are outliers for sure.
But you got trust you me. Two. We got me.
We're not SoCal, though.
Oh, that's a good point. No, SoCal, even the SoCal guys, though, like I said, like Josh, right. Kyle, those guys aren't.
You guys are for sure. Your class is for sure outliers. Trust me, when you guys graduated, it was not like that. Trust me. But what I'll finish one last thing that Zana kind of mentioned, and then I'll kind of wrap it up here. She said she basically was talking about how I was like, okay, if we lose sight of why we're doing this, meaning if I try and play to the audience more than I mean, obviously you have to play somewhat, right? But if I'm not like making crazy, like really, really offensive, just like racist or whatever, like statements, if we're offending people. In a way, I think that's a good thing. You know what I'm saying? Because that means, okay, I'm speaking my mind. Like I said, if it's not egregious, if it's not like hurting anyone or anything like that, but if people are like, what? Why did he say that or anything like that? I think that's not a bad thing because we're speaking our mind. That's the whole thing.
And it's a really interesting thing to be – the idea of being offended. Do you ever think – like, what do you think about that?
What do you mean?
I mean, like just the idea, personally? The idea of like, oh, wow, I'm offended by that. But, like, how so? I don't know. I just don't get offended by things. Unless it's something that someone does to me in person, like, right in front of my face.
Like your family and whatnot?
Oh, wow.
Like your family?
Yeah, but, like, something that I hear about someone's opinion.
Yeah, true.
Like, on the internet, I don't see myself getting offended sitting in my home listening to a podcast, no matter who it is. being like, wow, that's offensive to me. Like bro, you can think what you think. Everybody, like, I see both sides. I see the left. I see the right. I see in anything that we're talking about, I can hear you and be like, okay, that's what you think.
That's true. Like, and here's
the thing. I'm not entitled to, like, you agreeing with, or, like, not being able to think that.
Right. And, like, we've all been, all three of us have been, like, there's been people as we've been put on stages in the volleyball world, and we can, like, definitely see, like, we've had hate mail come at us. We've had a lot of comments like, Micah sucks, Joe sucks, Kate sucks, and all this. I have never been offended by any of that. Like, it's your opinion. You speak what you want, and, like, that's fine by you. Like, you're not going to, like, make me cry or anything like that. You're not going to, I don't know. I mean, like you said.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing to be offended by that kind of stuff. I don't know. No disrespect to anybody, because I don't want to offend anybody. But it's just an interesting thing to me, because I can't really relate as much.
Right. Okay. So now that we've gotten and again, Zana was a wonderful human being. I don't want to kind of throw in the chopping block here. Like, she was awesome. I liked her. She was amazing. She was wearing.
Don't worry. She won't listen to it. Don't worry. She won't listen to it. She already said she won't listen to it. We're good.
Well, if she ever wants to come on the show, I would love to have her a different opinion on here. But like I said, I met her at Grass Nationals. So for those of you who don't know what happened, Grass Nationals, and those of you wondering why I wasn't hitting, I'm going to explain here and kind of quick recap here. So the first thing that happened was about. What was it, Joe? Not even a week before the Grass Nationals happened, you send me the AVP just posted. Where'd you see it, Joe? What was it? What was it again?
I saw it on... Somebody reposted it on their story, and I shot it straight over to you.
And you're like, bro, you're like, you have to go with this. And I was like, dude, there's... I don't think... All the way in South Carolina, I was in Oahu at the time. And you're like, dude, you have to go. So I book a ticket, I book a hotel, and I was like, you know, I'm going to get my squad out here. I got Avery Aylesworth. Like I said, if you saw the vlog, you can see all of this. And then I got Evan Corey, who's an absolute beast. And then I got Abby and Holly from Wapaka. And then Faye, who's a new out-of-system member. She helps with media and whatnot. So we got all those people. We sent it all the way over there. Get there a few days earlier. I get there, start training. A guy asked me the day before the competition. He's like, yo, you want to play AA? I'm like, all right, fine, why not? He paid for everything. Or not, he didn't pay for everything, but he was already in the tournament. So I was like, okay, did that. And then we go and we compete the next day. We go and then we show up. Listen to this. They're like, yeah, you guys are in a 5-team pool. And we had never played grass together. I had just picked up a volleyball about like 5 days prior to this. So I knew I wasn't going to be in my like Wapaka, like pure grass form. Like I knew it wasn't going to be as good. Right. So I go and they're like, yeah, you guys have 2 games of 15. I'm like, what? I was like, three of us hadn't played together. I was like, I hadn't played grass in forever. I hadn't played volleyball like for a long time. So we're getting smoked. We go 0-2 in pool so far. Then I pull my ab. Like, I remember in the second, it was getting worse in the first match. In the second match, I took one swing. I was like, oh, it's over. If it's not pulled, I'm on the brink of it right now. And then I go and I'm like, I can set. And I don't set. Like, that's the thing. Like, I do not set at all. So we go and I start setting. We have Avery on the left. I set Evan every single ball. And then he goes off. We just start clicking more. Avery's a beast. And I was, like I said, I was not my greatest form. So I wasn't digging that well. I pretty much did the least out of the team, for sure. So then we go 2-2, get out of pool play. Then we face the first round. And then we win first round. And then quarters. And Joe and Mike, Micah, did you watch any of our Wapaka stuff?
Yeah, I watched the semis, I think. I watched the semis.
We didn't even post the semis.
Wow. Really?
We posted the quarters and the finals.
Wait, the quarter? You didn't make it to the final. Oh, Wapaka.
Wapaka, yeah.
Oh,
Wapaka.
I'm tripping. No. Yeah, I watched the finals.
So yeah. in the quarters,
the Baumgrens, right?
Yeah, the Baumgrens. But in the quarters, yeah, we faced these assholes, those absolute assholes. And then there was this, I'm serious, dude. Like, screw those guys. Cody Caldwell's on the team. He's the only nice guy, but he's part of the group, so he's an asshole too to me. So we go, and we had a lot of arguments. So then we go, and we're in the quarters, and we face another asshole. And you hear me go, if you were on live, I was just roasting him. I was like, this guy was like drinking a monster during the freaking timeouts. He had the haircut of a 16-year-old. He was an absolute doucher. He was like this lefty. Like he was like yelling there. And then I was going at it with him because he wanted to call a call. And I was like, stop throwing up. Effing temper tantrum. Stop being an effing pussy. Let's play. And we were going at it. And we were just yelling through the net. And then after like a 10-minute pause, because he wanted to, like same thing in Wapaka, because he wanted a call. He gets stuffed by Evan. And we start yelling. And he's like, shut the F up, blah, blah, all this other stuff. And we were just yelling at him. We were just going at it. We went in three. We go. And I'm setting. And I was actually setting I use my hands a lot for, like, I have been lately using my hands a lot for, like, setting. Like, because growing up, I never could. Like, I had horrible hands. Not that I have great hands now. But so I'd go. And up until that point, I was setting really, really well. And then I started even using my hands and stuff. So we win that, and we go into the main court, and then it starts getting freaking freezing. And I hadn't been practicing much in that point, and I had just – and like I said, I can't spin serve. I can't do a lot of stuff that I usually could, so I tried to put hard floaters. And the problem was that I was actually part of the problem. Like, that's the thing. Like, my setting in the finals wasn't as great, right? And I wasn't using my hands that much because – Oh, in the semis, sorry. In the semis, and, like, my hands were frozen, like, the lights right there, so I was just, like, and I just wasn't that good at hand setting, right? Like, I wasn't confident in myself enough to use as much, so I started bump setting, and I wasn't as good. I actually read a comment on our, if you haven't checked it out, on our semis already, it's, like, they needed a better setter, and I agree, I was not digging well. I tried to put server pressure on, but I couldn't, and I was not setting that well, so it was just, but that's what happened, and so we went from 0-2, and everyone was, like, guys... we spent a lot of money to get all the way out here, and we're not even getting out of pool play here. That would have been extremely sad, but we faced T-Crabs in the semis, and we had a good time. Overall, it was a really, really fun trip, but I want to kind of talk about one thing. So now that I kind of recap that, I want to talk about one thing. So one time, my boy Avery, who's our libero on the team, he's talking, like, through T-Crabs in the net, like, super friendly, and I grab him. I'm like, don't effing talk to him, like, during the match. You can talk to him before, you can talk to him after, but just don't talk to him, right? And here's the thing, especially when you got Taylor Crabs, who's one of the best players in the world, right? He's, like, talking, like, what are your guys' thoughts on going up to him and trying to, like, be friendly during the match and just, like, kind of talking like that? Because I know, Micah, you come from a different culture than us. Me, I do not like that, but I'm going to kind of give you guys the floor here. Micah, you're kind of a different opinion here, and then I want Joe to go here.
Yeah, Joe, you can go.
I'll probably most relate to Gage. Even when I was even when we play you, Mike, at UCLA, like, during the match, even in warm-ups, I'm not, like, going over and, like, being buddy-buddy, because especially, I mean, I feel like even more so now at the professional level, when we're playing Americans, I'll say hi and everything, but I'm not going to go over and, like, talk, ask them how they're doing, so not before the match, at least. And especially during the match, I mean, you're there to compete. You're there to win. Like, bottom line, I think any high level athlete will understand that. I don't know exactly what Avery's. I wasn't there to see exactly what he was doing, but it frustrates me too if I see, like, a guy getting, like, too friendly or. But so, I feel like there's also some players who need that to be able to compete. Like, they just don't have that same sort of mentality, and they actually, like, are always that. That kind of more friendly side of them comes out even in competition. So it's not my place to sit there and tell guys also, like, this is how you have to be, because I think if some guys are just, like, totally not, like, they're super serious and they can't say hi, they can't have any fun, then they don't play as well. Where I've also had teammates that are like me, like you, Gage, who when we're playing and stuff, like, it's total business. And when you're on the court against somebody, you're there, and your job's to beat them. And so I think I relate mostly with, or I relate with you the most, Gage. I don't know about Mike and his mentality with it.
Dude, what's fun about overseas volleyball is there's just so much more banter. Like, oh, yeah. I don't know if you have this, Joe, but oh my God, every single game that I've been in since I've been here, there's been The past two games, we've only played two games so far, have been ridiculously out of control. Both teams have gotten yellows. Both refs have been too afraid to give reds, even though for, like, an entire three sets after you get the yellow, after every point you're screaming through the net at each other. It's crazy. And it's way, 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 way more fun. But like I said, I think earlier before, I never start that. Like, I never, like, will start and go after somebody. It's only when somebody will come after me or a teammate, then I'll kind of go back after them. And then I kind of don't let up until the game's done. And I can, like, we beat the team, and I had gotten a yellow card. even though I wasn't really involved in it. And then after that, we were just like, oh, we're going after. But we have this guy on our team. I know I'm not really addressing the subject, but I know we have this guy on our team that's literally the best at getting in people's heads that I've ever seen in any sport. He's like Reggie Miller. Like, this guy is an absolute professional at trash talking. It's incredible. And he never gets yellows. He draws yellows almost every game. He gets in everybody's head. He gets in the coach's head. He gets in our game before this. The opposing coach came after him, and the opposite had to go and grab the coach and bring him back to their side of the court. Like, the opposing coach crossed past the net coming to him.
What did he do?
He's unbelievable. Does he talk? He talks. He gives them faces. He says them hilarious stuff.
You understand what he's saying?
It's just the. Yeah, he does it in English.
Does
it all in English. He's Italian, but he does it all in. Well, he does some in Italian as well.
What's the gnarliest thing you heard French. Him say?
No, nothing. I don't know. He'll say the normal gnarly stuff, but he just gets in your head. Anyway, I know that's way off topic.
No.
I don't really care about the friendliness. I don't really have a preference. Like, if somebody's cool and wants to be friendly, then that's cool with me. I'm not going to be like, wow, like every, like, oh, oh, oh. But I'll be like, oh, frick, nice hit. And like smile and kind of have that kind of like back and forth. And if somebody wants to go at it, then I can go at it. I can kind of just do whatever they want. I don't really mind either one.
Last night I was watching your match.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And something I never saw from you at UCLA, you guys won. You had a sick bum set to finish off the match, and your guy kind of crushed it. And then I see the team go to the other court, and then Micah runs back to the crowd, and he's like throwing his hands up to the crowd, like firing them off, jumping up and down, like looking at the crowd. I was watching because he was on the other side of the camera. The camera's with the other side in the fifth set. And I just see Micah go run to the crowd, throwing his hands up, just screaming at the crowd.
I did the Ronaldo. jump up and do like the Wolverine thing. That's because these guys are freaking dicks, bro. These guys are super dicks. The other team is like and it gets personal. And so, and also, I freaking like, I love my team. Like, I was going to make a post. I'm going to post it, I don't know, either today or tomorrow. I wrote out something just today. Just about how grateful I am for, like, dude, this, like, I've been on so many amazing teams. Pakrim, Kaulukoa, like, I've been on so many Punahou teams, but, like, this team is super special, and I love this team a lot.
You guys got a chance to win, you think?
Bro, we always got a chance, boy.
Hell, you guys are, like, French champions. 0 points, remember, Joe?
Yeah, we already won the French Cup. What else do you want from us?
We won the French Cup, yeah.
Wait,
yeah,
so Micah.
What else do you want from us?
Micah.
Yeah.
You said you've been on the best. Who's the worst? What's the worst team you've been on?
The worst team I've ever been on? Oh, that's a good question. Let me think.
I can answer mine for sure.
Yeah.
my 16s, first 16s club year, that team was.
Really?
What either happened? That or
what
my
do you mean
first,
the worst
either
team
that
like,
or my second year at Hawaii.
Joe, do you mean like the worst team in like
no, not second,
you don't get year. Along or that you don't have good players?
I found that winning fixes a lot of things.
Yep.
So very, very true.
Your culture
very true.
Is way better when you're winning.
Yeah, and that's so, really true.
And that's just how it happens. Like the culture and everything was just, it's just like different when you're losing, like there's just tension between the coaches,
yeah,
the players.
Yeah.
You just don't. There's not just that kind of like swag that, like when when you're winning, bro, and you're walking in with like your boys, you guys just know that you guys are like in sync and stuff. That you're, like, the culture's better. Everything's just better. Like,
yeah.
You don't have issues. But as soon as you start losing, coaches start nitpicking at the most like you're late like a minute here or there, and they just like, just call you out and they'll just rip you in front of the team. Where like, on a team that's freaking, say you like lost one match all season or something, and one of your guys like walks in just like 30 seconds late, your coach will make you like joke about it, and you'll just get ready for practice because you know that it's not that big of a deal. So that type of stuff, I found that with those two teams I just listed in my first year at UH, and then my first U16s year of club volleyball at Pac Rim were my two, like, I don't know if worst teams is the right way, but just like seasons that I would put at the bottom of, if I were to rank my favorite seasons, those two would be at my bottom for sure. And that kind of all played into it for sure, of why it was like that. Gage, what about you? All Micah thinks.
Well, I want to do this. I want to do this instead. I want you guys to go through all your college teams, all 4 years, best to worst, meaning most enjoyable and then least enjoyable. I'll go first.
Years? Okay. Least. You're not even done yet. What do you mean?
All right. Well, for me, I can do my top three. How about this? Well, so far, this has been the worst because we can't do anything.
Yeah.
But by far, it was my freshman year was my worst. Just because, not because I was playing, like, if we were, like, but, like, I don't know, like, it's just the team dynamics wasn't as good. You know, we still had the boys. Like, we still had the core. But there were so many other parts. Like, for example, there's a reason why Brandon and Austin went to UCLA. It was because, I don't know. I think those guys, like, I like those guys personally. But for the team, I just think they were just, I don't know. I just describe them as, like, they were, it was best for both parties that they left, right? Because they thought they should be playing, right? And like you said, Joe, it causes, when you're losing 9 games a season, when you're supposed to be one of the favorites, especially when you're one of the favorites, that's going to cause problems. It's going to cause guys that think, inflated egos that think they should be on the floor, that cause problems, right? And I don't think those guys to begin with were, like, if we were winning, like, what can they say? But, like, if they have guys, I think both those guys had off-the-court people pumping them up, feeding their egos. And I love them as people, but I think they were just a little too entitled. And that was my problem with that. But that was my freshman year. My best year was my sophomore year because, I mean, obviously, I had a breakout year that year. I played super well, and we were just all so tightly knit. My medium year would be my junior year because, personally, I did not play as well. We were definitely not as close-knit, and we didn't really need a leadership role. I felt like I failed in that area when I up until our last match versus BYU, I failed into that area when my mom just looked me in the eyes and told me how I was failing our team. I would definitely say that was I'm not kidding. It's like you were failing this
my
team.
Mom looked
right
me
now
in my eyes and said, you are a disgrace. I absolutely hate your guts.
No, my mom was brutal.
You suck.
You think by the look of it, my dad's more brutal. Oh, no, no, no. My mom is way more just destroy you. But those are my top three, and, well, I guess four if you count this year, but that's mine. And then Micah and then Joe, go.
All right, my favorite year would be my junior year. Gosh, we just had a lot of times, like Joe said, when you're winning, like, everything's better. When you're winning, everything's better. And we made it to the finals that year. Obviously, we lost. We freaking had Long Beach on the ropes. Woulda, shoulda, coulda. My next favorite year would be my freshman year. Cause we were winning again, and like I was still ignorant a little bit of like what life's about. So I just went in there and just tried to take over and be like, "Hey, freaking this, that, and this." So I kind of just did whatever I thought
was that
right.
Bad,
though? And no. It worked out really well, and I think I got more passive as the years went on. Like I was just like, I'll just let people, I don't know. You know, you guys seen it. I feel like, I don't know if it's a Hawaii thing or what, but, like, even a lot of my, even, like, if you hang out with Tui, like, he's just like, oh, whatever, you know?
Chill.
So I just kind of became like, oh, yeah, you guys do whatever you guys want to do. Like, because everybody had problems. It's just a different culture, and everyone's in everyone's business and, like, trying to, I don't know. Maybe it was always there, but I just became more aware of it. So that was my second favorite year. My third favorite year would be my senior year just because I didn't get hurt, and my sophomore year I did, and, like, being hurt sucks like no other. So my senior, even though we didn't play very well, we just got plagued by injuries. My senior year, we had 24 guys on the roster, and we could not play 6-on-6 in practice, which is crazy. 6-on-6, we couldn't play. Jesus. We didn't have 12. We had 12, but we didn't. I think we had like maybe a middle that was healthy. It's that had to play like back row or something. We couldn't play a legitimate 6-on-6 with 24 guys on the team, which is crazy. And then my sophomore year is my least favorite, just because I had a herniated disc, and we were returning everybody from the Final Four team the year before, and we thought we were going to be pretty good, and then we didn't have our starting lineup one time, and we kind of got plagued by injuries again. We lost our libero for the year. Dylan had a herniated disc like me, so he was out for at least,
Davis or libero.
Davis. Mitch sprained an ankle bad and then strained an ab, so he was out for like, I don't know, 8 games. Jake Arnitz broke his toe. JT had a Dylan had a concussion. Like, we had all kinds of. Kofi had thumb surgery. Like, we had the same thing our senior year. So I don't know. Injuries suck. Injuries suck so much. So that one's at the bottom for sure. And basically, just about winning and about injuries. That's what.
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to. Joe.
The whole injury thing is like that's the biggest thing. You see, like, I think at all levels, all sports, like, that's such a big part of a team being successful. You have to, like, be lucky almost, and for everybody to be healthy at the right time of the year is always super important. But for me, really fast, I'll do this quickly. For sure, top of it is my senior year. That was an extremely special year. I would have to say I think it's just straight in order from senior year down. Every year it just got better and better and better. I said earlier that freshman year is like one of the – would be at the bottom of the list of like all the teams I've ever played on. But senior year, then junior year. Junior year was really special, but it was just – I mean, we felt like we should have been in the tournament, NCAA tournament at the end of the year. But at the end of the day, like, I felt – that we left it in the hands of other people to decide, and that was our own doing. We had major faults that year in the middle of the season to teams we should not have lost to, and I think we did it to ourselves, and we can't really blame anybody else in that situation, I felt. My sophomore season was awesome. We made the Final Four. We kind of got smacked around in the semis by Ohio State, but it was still cool. It was my first time making the NCAA tournament, and then my freshman year was the bottom. It was just kind of like my first year there. I didn't even really want to be at Hawaii my first couple months. It was just kind of like from a whole transitional stage, it was everything that really didn't play into the best year for me. And so I think it just goes straight in order for me. But that's kind of my order. I want to finish up here. I wanted to make sure we fit this in this week because we missed it last podcast. We have the pick 'em. We're back. We're going to be picking. We found 3 new matches. I said earlier we want to get NCAA matches involved. But unfortunately, I pulled up the NCAA schedule, and I have no idea where the heck South Alabama or Appalachian State is. So we're not going to be picking that match. I don't know where the Fighting Panthers are from, or wherever the heck their names are.
Any club games going on? Joe?
Any what?
Any club games going on in Texas or something?
I don't know, man. Who knows? I have no idea. But the matches I'm looking at, I'm like, I literally have no idea about any of these schools. So we'll wait for another week to start up some NCAA matches. But right now on the leaderboard, we have the expert picker, Gage Worsley, at the top with 6 total points.
Oh my god.
That's right, boys. Got the inside scoop.
Has 5. I have 5, and Mike is sitting at 3 points through the first 2 weeks.
I'm trash.
But it's not that big of a separation, so it's easy to jump back upon
I have a question.
Top of the leaderboard.
So yeah, if you get it wrong, the winner, but you get the sets right, you don't get it. It's only if you guess the winner. Okay.
Yeah. You have to guess the winner and the sets.
Got it. Okay.
You only get the sets if you have the winner right. We actually had that case. Somebody, I think you picked the wrong team, but the right sets.
Yeah, with Falkel and Zenit.
Yeah.
And, so, and it was close at the end,
nice
too.
Nice try, brother. You don't have the inside scoop.
Gage couldn't even tell you one player from
either.
I'm
going to follow Gage's lead.
So we're gonna lead off. The leader gets to choose first for our first match. We're gonna rip through this really fast. Yes, we have a matchup with 2 Americans on both teams here, with Padova and Kavika Shoji and Vibo Valencia, with TJ DeFalco.
Oh,
a matchup with Americans.
I'm going with the money, Gage, man.
Let's hear your pick.
I'm going.
And the set count.
I'm going TJ 3-1. I'll tell you why. Because that man signed an elusive deal. I'm not going to drop. If he wants us to drop the... Wait, is it public how much money he made?
We don't even know.
I'm pretty sure I could throw a number out there. Let's just say he's doing all right for himself.
I think
85 million!
But I don't want to know. Unless we know for exact sure.
$7 trillion. Okay, I'm taking TJ 3-1. That's why.
Okay. I'm in second.
Joe, you're next.
I'm going to go Padova 3-2.
Is that TJ?
That's a really, really good guess.
The Shoji.
Idiots. The Shoji, you guys are idiots.
That's a really, really good guess.
You guys are idiots.
You're the one.
I'm going Padova 3-1.
Who?
I swear, if Valencia wins 3-1, I'm going to be like, Gage, what the hell?
I know. I have the insider scoop.
Where do you get that from? All right, our second matchup here. For some reason, I keep hearing that Taylor Sander is not practicing still with his gut.
Yeah, he's not. That's what they were telling me.
Scraw. Apparently his shoulder is still not in great condition. I keep hearing that he's not practicing. And so we have Scraw, who is in fifth place in the Plusliga right now. Yastrzemski, who's in third. And actually, there's a huge outbreak in Poland this past week with the coronavirus. Apparently, there was, I think, 3 to 5 teams that were all in quarantine because there was just – and there had been a lot of matches that were postponed. But this match is scheduled to go off this Sunday, I believe. Scraw, Yastrzemski, we're going to go backwards, leading off with Micah here.
Yeah, I've got Yastrzemski going 3-0.
Wow. All right. I got the second pick again here. I am going to go. Let's go Scraw 3-1.
It's Scraw 3-2.
The master picker himself.
I know
this. Last but not least, we're going to start with the French league next week, but we're going this last one, German Super Cup, Berlin Recycling versus Frankfurt. Gage, you're leading off the picks here.
I'm going for a major upset. I'm taking Frankfurt 3-1.
Wow.
Yeah.
Gage, if that's right, I'm giving you a bonus point. I'm calling you that right now. If you're right about that, I'm giving you a bonus point.
He's right about that, he takes your points for the week.
Okay, that's fair. Deal. I'm going Berlin 3-0.
Yeah, I'm following my German scout.
Oh, my God.
Berlin 3-0. Oh, my God. Bro, Berlin, I'm going for 3-0. Points. I'm in last place.
And you're not even following the first place guy.
I'm trying to
take reason why he's in second. He doesn't know the things that I know.
Wait, have you only guessed 6 games? Has Gage gotten every single one right?
He picked up points for the set counts. He didn't get all the matches right, but he's closer than any of us. The first week he got both 2 of them right, and last week he got 2 matches right. He got 2 matches and the set scores right. So. No, last week, sorry, he got every single match right last week, and then 1 of the set scores. So he's 5 for 6.
Whatever it is.
It's pretty good, actually. 5 for 6 is pretty good.
Yes, sir, bless sir. Okay. Well, now that we got to pick them, hopefully we can get some. Hopefully we'll learn what Appalachian State is by the time next week rolls around here. Boys, Micah, Joe, ni hao ma. Is that hello? My bad.
You're the one who took main.
No, that's hello.
I don't know. Goodbye. But shoots brought us.
Auf Wiedersehen.
We're out of here. This is Ben, if you can, with the heat, presented by Out of System. Get with it.